So, you're back again. Of course, I knew it was you. Blake always tells me when my regulars arrive. He's a very loyal security guard, knows I treat my subs well. And even if he didn't, I know your footsteps quite well. We've been seeing each other long enough for you. We've been seeing each other for long enough for me to know you. You have a very heavy footfall, even in those flats. Decided not to go for the heels tonight. Well, that's a shame. But not all that bad. Your feet look very cute in those ballet flats. Speaking of cute, I have to compliment you on that pretty little black dress you've got on. Decided on leather, huh? Well, it hugs your body so nicely. Did you wear that for me? Liar. Who else would you be wearing such a seductive little dress for? You don't have to act coy around me, sweetie. We've been seeing each other for what? 5 months now? We're way past coy now. Well, are you going to stand in the doorway or come in? Close the door behind you. Don't want anyone looking in on us. This club is unfortunately crawling with voyeurs. Do you want some wine? No? Why? Afraid of what happened last time might happen again? Honey, I didn't tell you to drink those 3 glasses. You did that on your own. Though it was appreciated because you were as wet as a. Oh, so argumentative tonight, though, aren't you? I might know the reason. Come, sit with me here by the fire. Cool, right? I just had it put in this morning. It's not a real one, but it's just as warm. So, what brings you here tonight? I thought the last time you came here was the last time, according to you. That was 3 weeks ago. Could you have possibly missed me? I'm right, aren't I? So you are back here for more. What would your husband think about this, huh? You sneaking off from the house or making a detour from work to come here and spend time with your secret dominatrix. I bet he'd be turned on by it. All right, I'll stop. But seriously, are you really back here for more of me? More of this? I wouldn't be surprised as you enjoy yourself every time we're together. You're practically spent by the time we finish and heading on home to your hubby. Oh, so I was right. I guess the spicing up the bedroom thing didn't go well, huh? Not surprising. I told you you're not going to get anything out of him, honey. He's straight vanilla. Not that there's anything wrong with vanilla, but sometimes you just need more. Something wilder. Something more exciting. Something a little bit more intense. And that's why you're here. You're back again, completely throwing all of your rules out the window and contradicting what you told me 3 weeks ago. I have to admit, though, I missed you too. While I do have other subs that enter my domain on Fridays and the weekends, you're just so intoxicating. I can't get enough of you. Every whimper, every beg and plea that falls from those lips, begging me to touch you, to kiss you, to fuck you, in every way he can't. So, what would you like me to do for you tonight, honey? We can just sit here and talk, and you can watch me sip my wine as I undress you with my eyes. No? Then what is it that you want? No. None of that shy shit. You remember my rules, remember? That's right. Always tell mistress what you want when asked. So I want you to tell me what it is that you want to do. Tell me what it is that you want that your man can't give you. A kiss, of course. Come here, cutie. Come and sit on my lap facing me. That's it. God, how I've missed this. It's only been 3 weeks, but it feels like 3 months. I've missed your scent, the feeling of your skin. Come now, lean down to me. That's a good girl. Nice and slow now. Don't rush it. That just hits the spot, doesn't it? A nice and slow but passionate kiss. One that steals your very breath away. Those little gasps when I grabbed your throat. Oh, so cute. You've missed this too, haven't you? I asked you a question, bratty girl. Don't test me. You and I both know you won't like it when you refuse to answer to me. So you don't want to admit it? Why not? Because of your husband? Please, I've heard it all before, honey. Do you know how many married folk come through here on a daily basis? Closet deviants, some completely open, who are in committed relationships but still need their fix. Yes, you are a deviant. Sorry to break it to you, baby girl. But look at you, wearing that tight little leather dress, those breasts heaving and that breath labored from me just grabbing that pretty little throat. Your man could never do this for you. And I'm starting to think it's less because he's vanilla, more just because he's a selfish ass who doesn't want to try to please you. Oh, no. You wouldn't fucking be here if you didn't think so, too. Come on, baby girl. Show me how much you've missed me. Slip your tongue into my mouth. Let me taste you. So good. So sweet. How I've missed you. I think that's enough. Any more and you'll drip all over my lap. Stand up. Now take off your dress. Let me see what's mine. No bra or panties, baby. Oh, such a naughty girl. You've been walking around with no underwear on since you got here. Even got in the car without anything on. Naughty, naughty girl. I'm going to have to punish you for that. But of course, that's what you want, isn't it? Good girl. Admitting that you want to be punished, All right, baby, I'll bite. Obviously, you've missed the sweet sting of my palm coming against your ass. Well, these two, of course. The satin ties that you like so much. I've got the blindfold, too, if you want it. Yes, what? Oh, good girl. That yes, mistress, has already got me wet. Come here. Let me get this blindfold around your head. Can you see my hand? Good. Now I'm going to lead you over to the bed. And when I do, bend over the edge and present your ass to me. There we go. Now let's get these wrists tied.